Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 14. Our Lord Jesus Christ has shown me that I must soon leave this earthly life, so I'll work hard to make sure you always remember these things after I've gone. This verse is a classic example of where the original Greek is a good deal more interesting and colourful than our English translation. The expression that Peter actually used was that he must soon leave this earthly tent. It powerfully describes the temporary nature of life, but also reminds us of the many times in the Old Testament when the people of God were tent dwellers. The writer of Hebrews noted that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob all lived in tents as they confidently looked forward to a city with eternal foundations, a city designed and built by God. It would have been understandable if Peter had used this reference to his imminent death as an opportunity to seek sympathy from his readers. But no, his focus was on his legacy. He was keen to ensure that his teaching would be remembered, because he knew that their Christian lives depended on sound doctrine. It's widely believed that Peter was in Rome when he wrote this letter, and that he passed on to Mark the material for his gospel. Papias, one of the early church fathers, wrote this: Mark, who was Peter's interpreter, wrote down accurately, though not in order, all that he collected of what Christ had said and done. This was clearly a major part of Peter's legacy. When Jesus spoke with Peter after his resurrection beside the Sea of Galilee, he told him that he was going to die a terrible death. We're told that Peter was crucified upside down in Rome because he didn't feel worthy to die in the same way as his Lord. However, we get no sense of him being fearful about putting down his earthly tent. He was confident of his Lord in life and death, and eager to work as hard as possible until he received his eternal reward. So let me ask you a question. What do you want your legacy to be? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, we thank you for the gift of life. Help us to live well and to leave behind us a legacy that will bless others. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.
Spring into big savings on all Larson storm doors now at Menards. Larson doors are perfect to enjoy the fresh spring air. Whether you're looking for additional security or a screen door, we have what you need. They come in over 40 styles and 9 colors to choose from. Check out all Larson storm door options in store and find more great deals in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get 5 Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.